This is Falling Apart to Halftime, a band and fanfic featuring members of Fall Out Boy and My Chemical Romance.
Written by Mizubite and read by Rena Jenkins.
This story is rated G and contains the pairings Mikey Way, Pete Wentz, and Alicia Simmons, Mikey Way, with additional tags for Summer of Like and Polyamory. The first year is the hardest, because none of them know what the hell they're doing. Pete doesn't understand what he's done. All he knows is that the summer was the happiest he's been in a long time, and he thought Mikey had felt the same. But as the summer fades into autumn, and autumn stretches closer and closer to winter, Mikey pulls away until daily conversations have become bi-weekly texts, and sometimes not even those. Pete blames it on a lot of things. Himself, the distance, the online suspicion and speculation, Alicia. Never once does he think to blame Mikey, and even if he did, he never would have gotten close to the truth. Alicia feels a bit guilty. After all, she'd been on the Warped Tour. She'd seen how close Mikey and Pete were, how in love they were, no matter how much either denied it to anyone but each other. But she and Mikey had become friends on that tour, bonding over comics and movies, and their love of dressing up their animals. So, despite the pang of guilt when she thinks of Pete and the slow breakup, she's unable to resist the lure of something more when Mikey starts paying more and more attention. And when he asks her to marry him, on a cold winter's day in Jersey, with the wind whipping around them and teeth chattering, she's not strong enough to tell him no. Pete notices it first. Of course he does. He is the one getting late-night phone calls in the late spring from Mikey. They're dark phone calls, made when Mikey can sneak away from the paramour in desperate search of a cell phone signal, and ramble into Pete's ear all the nightmares that crowd his mind. They're calls Mikey should be making to his fiancé, secrets he should be sharing with Alicia, but Pete doesn't care. Mikey might have fallen out of love with him, but Pete's never lost his adoration and love for Mikey, and he's too happy that he can be Mikey's rock to think about it too hard. But when Mikey leaves the paramour and the calls continue, Pete starts to wonder. It takes a while longer for Alicia to notice, being on tour while Mikey's in LA recording. They're both busy, so she's not quite sure when their contact stops being between two lovers that are separated by time and distance, and turns into friendly catch-up phone calls. Alicia's a child of the internet as much as Mikey and Pete are, though, and it's easy for her to find the communities of fangirls, whispering and squeeing over all the time Mikey and Pete are spending together out in LA, all the places they've been spotted together. She thinks it should hurt more, this blatant disregard for her feelings and their relationship. Fuck, they're supposed to be getting married! But a small part of her thought it was kind of inevitable. When the end of summer rolls around, and Mikey heads off to Europe for the festivals and a short tour, Pete starts to count the days. Like clockwork, the texts and calls start to taper off, right as the autumn starts turning colder. This time, though, Pete calls Alicia. Alicia doesn't question it when the phone calls start increasing, and Mikey's voice grows warmer when they talk late at night or early in the morning, depending on where Mikey is in the world at the time. she is not surprised when she gets the call from Pete. Again? Again. I'm sorry. Me too. Not your fault, though. Not yours either. What should we do? Yell? Scream? Confront him? End it all and save ourselves the heartache when he changes his mind again? You're right. Or we share him and enjoy the 6 months we get. Timeshare boyfriend? Something like that. We really shouldn't. No. But we will. Probably. Mikey fucking way. Yeah. The second year goes better. The end.